is time now for Speaking of Schools, our regular check-in on public education across our community. We have a special Thursday edition talking Orange County schools with Superintendent Dr. Monique Felder, who joins me in the studio. Dr. Felder, thanks so much for taking the time and welcome to Speaking of Schools. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I am doing quite well today and hope you are too.
I am indeed. There is a whole lot going on in education. Every time we do this segment, we learn something new. This is your first time being on, though, and it's been a little while since we've checked in with Orange County Schools. Mm-hmm. I think the last time I spoke with Hillary McKenzie, the chair of the school board, it was the first day of Plan A being active and more students being back in classrooms. So to kind of start us off here, could you share how that transition has been, how it's going, and how the students and staff are?
Well, happy to do that. So far... You heard that? Knock on wood. Things are going extremely, extremely well. And I give credit, A, to our board and to our staff and families and students for making that happen. You know, it took a lot of planning and having very detailed plans and then implementing those plans with fidelity. And everyone has done just that. And as a result of that, you know, while we certainly have had cases of COVID because there are cases in the community, what we haven't had is any transmission. And so we're doing a great job with masking and all the other mitigating strategies. We are thrilled to have our students back. They actually started coming back gradually. In October, we had a group come back, and then in January, and then in February, even more come back. And now our elementary students are back in Plan A. And again, things continue to go well. It certainly was an adjustment, as to be expected in a pandemic. We're still in a pandemic, let's not forget that. But our children are happy to be back and they're thriving. And so just very pleased overall. And it was a true team effort and the community coming together. And so I couldn't be more thrilled about the outcome.
It certainly is important in terms of kids learning. We all know in-person learning much better, works a little bit better than remote learning. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some of the adjustments there. I imagine there are other adjustments and challenges that presented themselves too that the school district and individual schools had to figure out in terms of just having people back. I know discussions around like how people can safely have lunches and how everybody's going to be sitting were a big part of that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So certainly the process has not been without its challenges from, everything from, lunches. And it's the issue is that this is an evolving situation. And so, you know, 1 week we can have lunch in our classrooms following a certain protocol. And then the next week, you know, per the feedback from the scientists and medical professionals, no, it's actually better to use those same protocols, but outside. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so 1 week it's rotating or alternating weeks by way of every 2 weeks, and then no, it's actually okay if we don't do that. And so it's having to be very agile and flexible and just kind of rolling with the punches. Something we do anyway, but probably not to this extent.
We're speaking with Dr. Monique Felder, the superintendent for Orange County Schools. Their website for everything involving the district is orangecountyfirst.com. And Dr. Felder, that's kind of what this spring semester has looked like, but it's coming to an end pretty quickly. And already, I'm sure your staff and the school board, everybody's starting to look ahead to the fall. Do we have any indications in terms of what those plans will look like? We've got graduation coming up. Any updates on what that is going to look like for students this year?
Well, we are working out the details of graduation. I mean, it's huge. It's another big milestone in our students' lives. We are in the throes of planning around that, giving some options in terms of what it might look like, and then planning based on where the most energy is. So glad at least this year we have some options. Last year, while we didn't really we did actually have a couple of options, but the one that we went with was absolutely wonderful. And so never had a drive-through graduation before, but Boy, if we had to do it, the one that we pulled off was phenomenal. So yeah, so we're in the throes of planning for that. Of course, we're in the throes of planning for how transitions for children, particularly at some key grades like kindergarten, sixth grade, and ninth grade, planning for instruction next year. Just a lot of planning, which we would do typically around this time of year, but still planning with the pandemic in mind, and with regards to what that will look like. So,
how much is that shaped by the Orange County community doing a pretty good job compared to the rest of North Carolina in terms of mitigating the spread of COVID-19 over the last year or so? I mean, it's fair to say that the county and the community is one of the better ones in the state when you look at metrics with spread. How much does that play into the decision-making in terms of for the fall semester?
Yeah, so, I mean, certainly we pay attention to community metrics. And as you've already noted, Orange County has done a remarkable job with regards to mitigating COVID-19 in the county. And I would attribute that to just being on the forefront. And so being the first to, we were the first to close, but also being the first to, I believe one of the first counties to require masking, which we now know is like the number one mitigation strategy. And so you can require it, but, you know, it takes the community to implement it and do it with fidelity, and they did. And so that certainly has been huge and has certainly played a role. So I think that our county leaders, in terms of, you know, we get guidance from the governor, but then they decide what's best for us and tend to be more on the cautious side, which aligns with me because, you know, that's how I operate. But I think in overall, it has been in the best interest of our county, and we've seen the benefit of that. And so, yes, we definitely take that into consideration, and we also take into consideration, again, the mitigation strategies, and have worked very closely with the Orange County Health Department. They have been phenomenal partners. I mean, this is not our area of expertise. Also working with the ABC Science Collaborative, that's the Duke University UNC Health team coming together in support of schools around this. Again, not our area of expertise, but they have really helped the two entities to guide us and support us in making decisions. And as I shared at the top of the meeting, so far, so good. We've not had that transmission in our school district.
Those fall plans, certainly something a lot of people are going to be keyed into, and we will be continuing to discuss over the next few months. And something else that happened this week that it also involves looking ahead, not just to this next year, but also much further down the road, was that the Orange County Schools Board of Education and your staff had their annual joint meeting with the Orange County Board of Commissioners, as well as the Chapel Hill Carper City School Board of Commissioners, talking about funding, talking about budgeting for some main things. So I wanted to take some time. What are some of the highlights from Orange County's side of things on Tuesday? What were some of the things that the school district is specifically looking for some specific funding in for this year, or some increased funding in for the next few years?
Yeah, so a great question. So how we spend our money says a lot about what we value, and we certainly went into it recognizing that the whole county was impacted, and there are lots of needs. But we also know that how critically important it is to ensure that our students get the best education they possibly can, because that too has implications for the viability and sustainability of Orange County. We must invest in our children. And this is a county that's done a great job of that. And so, yes, we do have needs for our students, our data, and these are data-driven needs. Our data tells us that, we've got some areas to prioritize around. One would certainly be around equity and ensuring the way that we define that, because it is defined differently in different spaces. That means that we're ensuring that all students, not some, all students get what they need to be successful and in school. And so, you know, some students need more in one area others need more in another area. So how do we ensure that our students get what they need? Our data also tells us that we have work to do in the area of literacy, so some of our asks are around supporting that work. But, you know, those are that's the academic side of a child. We know that even outside of a pandemic, that students' social-emotional or their mental health and well-being is important. And even more so in this pandemic, as we've engaged with our students, either through, focus groups or surveys, they've been very clear to remind us about their mental health. So, you know, we kind of sometimes think that's an adult thing, and it's not. Our children, too, have social-emotional needs. So how do we take care of the whole child? So we believe that our budget that we put forth is about just that. It's very student-focused. And focused on the whole child, their academic selves and their social, emotional, mental health well-being.
We're speaking with Dr. Monique Felder, the superintendent of the Orange County Schools District. You can find their website by going to orangecountyfirst.com, and orangecountync.gov is the website to go to find all the details from that joint meeting earlier this week. Dr. Felder, we've got to begin to wrap up, but there's still a whole bunch else going on around the district. I know that it was just named yesterday that Orange County Schools has a Moorhead Cane recipient, which is a big deal for the UNC community.
And, yes, we're very happy about that.
Cedar Ridge High School also landing on the U.S. News and World Report as a top 100 high school in the state. Both of those pretty exciting pieces of news.
Absolutely. And we couldn't be more thrilled. Yes.
What else is happening around the district as the school year begins to wrap up?
Well, happening around the district would be we are planning a summer academy, and it's for all children, grades K to 12. And so it will focus on remediation, and so helping to close some learning losses and learning gaps, also preparing children and getting them ready for their next grade. But there's also an element of enrichment. And so it's really a program for all students, and we are very excited about that. And so a lot of effort is being poured into putting that program together. And so, and just all the end of year, wrapping up the end of year types of things are happening. That list is long and involved, and those plans are still being worked out as well.
The summer program is a big deal because, again, that discrepancy between in-person and remote learning has been pretty major for some students. Can you talk about how valuable of a resource that is, or the district's hope is that going to be for the community?
Yeah, so we know that, you know, while some of our students, you know, I have to say, have thrived in a remote or virtual environment. I have 5 grandchildren, and of the 5, 3 of them, I mean, if they could stay remote, would. And so we know that we have students in that, again, who've benefited from the virtual environment. But for far too many, that was not the case, and that's despite the efforts of the adults, meaning teachers and families. I mean, everyone gave it their best, even our students. And so there is something to be said about in-person learning. And so, yes, there's a need for remediation, but we have students who've missed out on some enrichment opportunities as well, and students who've missed out on both. And so some students need a remediation and enrichment or one of the other, and our job is to work to fill those learning losses, those opportunities that they have had, and put them in a better place to learn next year. And we already, by being back for those students in particular, are really starting to see some of those gaps close. And so we're excited about the work we're going to do this summer and about the future. Yeah,
more plans on that coming soon, I imagine, as the summer progresses, right? Coming up to the summer, or is that available on the district website
right now?
Oh, it's
available.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we have approximately 500 families that have signed up so far.
That's great. That's great. Well, looking forward to learning more about that and that obviously getting underway, and so much other things happening as the school year wraps up. Once again, orangecountyfirst.com, the website to go to. And Superintendent Felder, thank you so much for taking
the
time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.